Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, I have three guests. I have Warren Tobin with the DAV and Rod Olin as well with the DAV and Tara Kapp with RM Stout. And Warren, Rod, and Tara, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We're going to be talking about an upcoming drive for your community held through RM Stout and Ford going on September 6th. But I thought we'd start first with Warren and Rod and talk a little bit about the DAV, what it stands for, and what you guys' work is in the community and the region. So I don't know if Rod or Warren wants to start first.
I'll go ahead and start. Yeah. Okay. The DAV stands for Disabled American Veterans. It's a veteran service organization similar to like the VFW or the American Legion. And our concentration on service is taking care of those who were injured in combat, either physically or mentally, and dealing with building those lives and restructuring their lives so that they can have maximum capability that's available to them. And we also help with hospital service programs is a big part of what we do. And getting veterans to VA appointments is also a big part of our mission.
Excellent. And what's the service area for the DAV? Is it Jamestown or is it kind of surrounding communities or Jamestown?
I believe our service officers, they will go into western Minnesota, northern South Dakota. They cover quite an area. Whatever the local, pretty much isn't it what the local VA, what the VA hospital can cover. They cover North Dakota, western Minnesota, and South Dakota.
That's the Fargo VA. We have a national service program with 270 national service officers and last count, about 135 transition service officers who help veterans with disability issues and VA benefits when they get out of the service. The Fargo office is the closest one and it covers the entire state and takes care of the needs of. You don't have to be a DAV member to get the services from the DAV, but it's a part of our mission and why we exist.
The DAV people officers are highly professional, well trained. They go through a lot of training, and the service is free for veterans. They don't charge them anything. It's fantastic, and they will work their rear ends off to make sure that the soldier or the veteran will get what he or she deserves.
That's amazing.
Another free service that the DAV offers is we have the DAV Transportation Network. What we have are, in North Dakota, I believe there are 8 vans currently operating from the various cities. And what they do is they transport veterans to needed medical appointments at the Fargo VA. And there are some in Minnesota. And it's a nationwide network that we've been doing for about 40 years. Each year we log millions of miles taking veterans to appointments. That's a free service that veterans can get. And through our partnership with Ford Motor Company, we've been successfully working together to get and replace the vans for the VA under that program.
Excellent.
And that's part of why we raise money, so we get money to pay for our payment on the vans.
Yeah, I was just going to ask Warren and Rod, we have this fundraiser coming up through RM Stout and Ford, the Drive for Your Community. It will help keep this program going.
Absolutely.
I mean, many different things, not just the transportation program,
I didn't go to this latest national convention, but I know the one I went to last year.
Yeah.
I believe Ford donated in the equivalent of $200,000in the vans that they provide to the they kind of look at the map, the national map, and they see who needs one here, who needs one there. And luckily, 3 years ago we got one?
Over the last 20 years, we've received two free vans
from Ford
Motor Company in addition to the ones that we purchased through their purchase program.
So it seems like a great partnership that helps the DAV and Ford Motor Company.
Yeah, Ford Motor Company has just been astounding. Yeah. They're just amazing to work with.
Awesome. Excellent. Yeah. Again, I'll remind everybody, Rod Olin, Warren Tobin, and Tara Kapp joining us here on Let's Talk. So let's talk a little bit about this now that we know a little bit more about the DAV. Let's talk about this Drive for Your Community event. Tara, you and I have talked about this plenty of times. It's making a comeback now and helping out a great cause.
Absolutely. Well, disabled American veterans, folks, if you're listening to this program and you're listening to it of your free will, you need to thank a veteran for that. And so when we say disabled American veterans, that's all we have to say. You know, we're sitting with two of them right here. So Rod and Warren, absolutely. Thank you for your service. And if you're listening and you've been in the service or are still actively serving, thank you. And Ford has recognized the importance of giving back to our veterans. They've done that since World War I. In fact, I appreciate this, Warren. You actually brought this to my attention, that back in 1922, Henry Ford provided about 50 Model Ts to help disabled World War I veterans attend the organization's second national convention. So wow. the partnership between Ford and veterans goes back much longer than any of us, can mostly count. So Henry Ford knew that from the get-go, and our Stout family knows that now, and Ford knows that now. And so here's how this works, folks. This is not our first rodeo when it comes to these test drive fundraisers. You know how it works. But you out there listening, you can take 20 minutes of your time, and you can help us donate up to $6,000 to our disabled American veterans. Okay, so really, all you have to do is stop by the dealership on September 6th. Go ahead and put that in your smartphone, your calendar, whatever you got to do, right into your little watch, whatever you have there, and put down September 6th. The main event's going to run from 5 until 7, so we're going to have the majority of people there at that point in the game. But throughout the day, if you come in and say, listen, I just want to take a test drive in a new Ford vehicle, we're going to toss you in that vehicle and let you take a quick test drive. It is no obligation. We're not bugging you afterwards. This is, I mean, obviously, if you want to buy a Ford after that, we're not going to stop you. But we want to help the community. We want to help the disabled American veterans. We want to work with Rod. We want to work with Warren. Yeah. We want to work with the individuals in our community and help give back. And that's all it's about. So you put your seat in a seat, and for every test drive taken, it's $20 that Ford and Armstout will donate. Up to $6,000. Now, Warren, you know that out of all of our test drive fundraisers, I'm looking for my epic one. You know, we've raised for numerous organizations in town. We've gotten close to the marker. Yeah. And if this is the one, I want this to be the one. How amazing would that be if we could hit our $6,000 goal for our veterans,
Right,
people.
Right.
I can't wait. So September 6th of the day, anytime that day, otherwise between 5 and 7. Again, 20 minutes of your time, put your seat in a seat, up to $6,000 for the disabled American veterans.
I mean, pretty easy, pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is stop by, take a test drive, and $20 right to the DAV. Stays local, I imagine, to help out those programs, right?
The programs I talked about, the money donated especially goes to our funding vans and our hospital service programs, or a couple programs are just right local, and our national service program, that money feeds back local through our national service officer.
Amazing. And Dean Haas said he will not put any extended pressure on anyone.
And we know Dean. Dean here.
Being a veteran himself, he's all for this program. So
excellent, very good. Yeah. So mark it on the calendar. It's a Wednesday, September the 6th, going on at RM Stout. You just have to take a test drive. That's $20 that goes to the DAV, stays local, helps out their programs. Warren or Rod, if anybody wants to ask you guys more about the DAV, they want to get involved, they want to ask you questions or help out in any way, what are some ways to get involved with the DAV locally?
Probably the easiest way is I'm the state secretary treasurer for the DAV, so you just come give me a call at the home at 952-4300,
okay,
and I'll be glad to and leave a message if I don't answer the phone. That'd be the easiest way. And the other way is my email address is warren.tobin8@gmail.com. Excellent. So that'd be another way to be easily get a hold of me one way or another. And, of course, the email would work regardless of where I'm at, as compared to the landline. But the landline works good, too.
Excellent.
And I'm also in the phone book, too.
Perfect. They can just look up Rod.
I'm Warren's counterpart. He's the adjutant. Well, we call him adjutants, but it's secretary treasurer for the state level.
Yeah.
I'm the one for the local level.
So, got it. Okay.
So we work together a lot. So.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Well, then, Rod and Warren, the people to contact for that. Tara, if anybody has questions about Drive for Your Community, you want to give your contact info for that?
Absolutely. Swing into the dealership, junction of I-94, 281 South, Jamestown. Give me a jingle, 252-2270. Or you can also find us online, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're everywhere. If you can't find us, ask a friend. They'll send you where you need to go.
Very good. Warren, Rod, and Tara, anything else you guys wanted to add about DAV or the Drive for Your Community?
Just one thing I'd like to add, and that's September is a month where we do the Forget Me Not Drive.
Right.
Okay, and that's where DAV members will get out, and all that money that's collected through that goes locally. Rod chairs the local program on that, and he has a chart of where the money goes here, right here in town, and it's a great way to participate, and that'll be, I'm not sure which weekend, Rod, but...
It's going to be the same weekend as the Stampede,
The
25th, in that area. That
sounds about right,
there,
Yeah.
Maybe we can get on like the week before that, too.
Definitely. You guys know how to get a hold of me now,
fantastic.
So thanks to Tara for that, too, Warren, Rod, and Tara, thanks for joining us here on Let's
Thanks
Talk.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.